BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. Only servants. Apostle Paul pulls examples from some of Jesus' parables concerning seeds and plants to help the Corinthian congregation understand what he is saying concerning a man's place before Lord Christ Jesus. Jesus taught that the word of God is like a seed which a man took and planted in his field. The field had four types of soils. Only one produced a crop. Jesus, in another parable, said that unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Excuse me, still got a chest cold. Apostle Paul, building on these seed parables and illustrations as examples, says he only planted the seed and Apollos only watered the seed, but God makes it grow. God made the complicated DNA inside the seed that instructs it how and when to grow. Also, God designs the delicate and sophisticated photosynthesis process that enables the seed to change into a seed-producing plant. Also, consider how the stem of the plant pulls water and nutrition to the flower. Finally, consider how plants turn to obtain the most sunlight possible. How amazing are all these designs? Compare planting the seed and watering the plant. Those are nothing compared to how God makes the seed change, grow, and reproduce. No wonder Paul says that he and Apollos are nothing. Paul's illustration applies to all of God's chosen. We are only co-workers, doing what we are taught and told. God is really the one who does all the work. My labor is small. I do not deserve praise. I have only done my duty. This is what Paul is teaching.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.